I'll never forget the day that the pediatrician marched into our infant daughter's hospital room and demanded that I stop breastfeeding her. Sarah had been in intensive care for several weeks in an attempt to control her asthma, without success. Her doctor turned to the only remaining variable he could identify, breast milk. My husband and I were convinced that the immunological benefits of breastfeeding offered Sarah the best chance for survival. We put up such a stink that within 24 hours, Sarah was allowed to resume breastfeeding. Months later, a specialist at Toronto's Hospital for Sick Children not only commended our decision, he felt that breastfeeding had probably saved Sarah's life. 8 years later, a new study out of the same Toronto hospital confirms our parental intuition. According to the report, breastfeeding actually protects children against asthma. The longer they breastfeed, the more protection they're offered. The study found that when infants were breastfed for 9 months or longer, the risk of asthma and wheezing was reduced by 50%. The results of the study are no surprise to me. It's been 8 years since Sarah first left the oxygen tent that was her home as an infant. Today, her once life-threatening condition has been replaced by a mild asthma. It's only triggered when she has a bad cold or if she's exposed to high levels of air pollution. Which leads me to a second study out of Southern California. Researchers there have spent 8 years studying the effect of ground-level ozone on childhood asthma. They've concluded that ozone not only triggers asthmatic attacks, it can actually cause it. What both these studies confirm is that environmental factors, both positive and negative, can have a dramatic effect on the incidence and severity of asthma. As the parents of a severely asthmatic child, these are common-sense lessons that we learned by carefully observing our daughter. For us, they simply confirm what we already knew. The big lesson here is that parental observation and intuition provide us with valuable tools for protecting our children's health, often years before the scientific community reaches the same conclusions. Unfortunately, this anecdotal evidence is too often dismissed as being unscientific, as if that were the watermark that everything should be measured by. In light of these recent studies, maybe it's time we considered the importance of good old common sense.